And Sweeney, here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Tennessee-based private prison giant CoreCivic is making big money on immigrant detention. It has a partnership with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and operates massive detention centers across the country. Some of them can house thousands of people. During the first quarter of this year, the company made more than $260 million from these partnerships. The Nashville Scene says that is nearly double what it pulled from the same time period the year before. And during a management web call, CoreCivic CEO Patrick Swindle addressed investors' concerns that ICE had not ramped up detentions as much as expected. Nationwide detentions are at around 70,000 people, and projections indicated they would be at 100,000 by now. Swindle said he expects that with continued investment in the agency, detention numbers will continue to rise. Black bear encounters with humans are on the rise in Tennessee. Examining why can tell us more about bears' behaviors and habitat, making them an example of a signal species. These are animals, plants, and other organisms that give us clues about changes to our environment. On our daily show, this is Nashville, Mark Thurman with the Nature Conservancy explained Tennessee is chock full of species like these.
Tennessee is known for its biodiversity. 350 fish species, 400 species of native and migratory birds, 77 native mammals, 65 reptiles, 401 snails, 97 crayfish, 140 freshwater mussel species, 85 amphibians, which are your salamanders and frogs, and more than 3,000 varieties of plants.
Every week in June, WPLN and its partners through the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom will have a new installment of a series all about signal species. Future episodes will look into kudzu, armadillos, bats, and mussels, and how people can help preserve healthy ecosystems. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.